Winona Forever is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For more podcasts about movies and nostalgia, head on over to cageclub.me. Hi, I'm Lindsay Gibb.
And I'm Rekha Tulsaram.
And this is Winona Forever. So today's film is The Dilemma, I think from 2011.
Yes.
The reason I'm confused is because all the media, like the reviews and stuff that I was reading around this film, mentioned Black Swan, but like in a way as if maybe they were reviewing it before Black Swan came out. So I don't know. I feel like they were close together, even though they were in different years. I don't know. Because when I was reading the Black Swan stuff, too, she was talking about this movie.
Oh, so it's okay. Like, okay, they must have been
they were
like
somehow
recorded at the
together.
Same time. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, one interview with her, she, like, for this film, for The Dilemma, she was talking, like, the interviewer was like, how's this compared to Black Swan? And she actually made a comparison.
Oh, my God.
Just, let me tell you what The Dilemma is, and you'll understand why that's weird. So, basically, The Dilemma is a Ron Howard film starring Vince Vaughn and Kevin James.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say Rick James. Like, yeah. Every time I was, like, thinking, but anyways.
And Jennifer Connelly is the other lady yep. in this, because basically it's a buddy kind of ish comedy. I don't know. You think that it's about those two guys, but it's really about Vince Vaughn.
Yep.
That's it. And Winona is married to Kevin James, which is interesting. And then Vince Vaughn is like dating Jennifer Connelly, and they're like couple friends.
Yeah,
and Vince Vaughn
and
Kevin James.
They work together in a car thing.
It's totally a car thing.
Car design, muscle car, electric muscle car design shop. Specific.
Yeah, I feel like they design the engines or something.
Yes.
Like that seemed to be what they were working on the whole time. Yeah, and it's just all about how Kevin James and Winona's marriage is falling apart, and only Vince Vaughn seems to know it. So he's grappling with his feelings about their relationship falling apart, what his role should be in
inserting
like telling
himself,
his friend, inserting himself in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the dilemma of
it's
this. Should he tell his friend that he knows that Winona's cheating with Channing Tatum? Which I have to like place myself in this time period and go like, did anybody know Channing Tatum in 2011? I should have looked at
his young girls. I certainly didn't.
Yeah. Did you say young girls knew who he was? At first I thought you meant there was a movie called Young Girls.
Oh,
and
no,
that
no.
was the one. People would know him
for. I only knew Channing Tatum because he went on Ellen and he talked about having a family. And I was like, oh, he's a nice guy. But that's, I didn't
like,
ever saw him
he
in
has
anything.
A family? Like he was.
Yeah, like he has a wife and kids, I think.
Oh, I had no idea.
I think
don't
that
know
was
that
him.
Much about him. Oh, he's born in 1980.
Oh, he's young. Well, I mean, he's your age.
He's only a few months younger than me. I don't think of myself as young.
He's a youth.
He's so well compared to Winona, I guess he is. And I think that was supposed to be part of that. Like she's having not a midlife crisis, but you know what I mean. Like she's running off with this youngish dude.
I just wrote like Vince Vaughn catches Winona with Zip, which is Channing Tatum's name.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's
and
the
then
only
I wrote,
one whose name I remember.
Can you blame her?
No, I mean, no, of course not. He was kind of fun, even though he was like, he seemed like he wasn't the smartest.
No.
Oh, okay. Weird. The dilemma is immediately before Magic Mike.
Oh.
So.
Interesting.
I guess that's when we know who he is.
So maybe people will be like, okay, what else has this guy done? The Dilemma. Let me check that out.
And then, they and then they're like, why?
Whoa, how did that go to that?
Ooh, he was in Step Up 2, The Streets. People probably knew him
that. Again, the young girls.
Yeah, you're right. You are correct. The young girls knew. Oh, he was also in Step Up. So you know what? He might have been a main person in Step Up for all I know.
Chances are, I think this is why people know him.
I'm all like, he was just in the sequel. He was just a dancer, maybe. No, he was probably the main-ish character.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
was he in a TV show that the girls liked?
I'm thinking that I know nothing. Oh, he was in the. Oh, he was a dancer in the She Bangs music video, Ricky Martin.
Oh,
that was his first thing that he's listed for. Wow, I'm learning some things about Channing Tatum because I clearly know nothing about him.
Okay. He's got a good name.
He sure does. So that so that's basically the movie. Those are the people who are in it. That's what's happening. It's a lot about Vince Vaughn, which is a thing that I don't like.
I am like, I started taking notes for this and I was like, oh my God, I stopped because I got so annoyed at how much Vince Vaughning there was.
Yeah.
Like him just sitting around pondering over like himself and his,
yeah,
his friend.
Yeah.
Who his friend didn't even care about him. Like the whole thing was just, it was like such a stretch. Everything seemed like such a stretch.
Yeah.
And like, where is this going? And why is this so long?
It was a totally contrived problem, dilemma, really. It was like, no, would you have a dilemma if you found out that your best friend's partner was cheating on them? Wouldn't you just tell them and that would be that? Like,
no, this movie takes it to a whole other level.
Takes it to so many levels. It's a whole, like, that happens at the beginning.
He confronts the guy she's cheating with, yeah, and then like has a physical altercation, throws his guitar through his aquarium.
Fish, yeah, fish tank.
And, yeah, fish tank.
Poor
and then
fish,
you
dies.
Know, the fish flops, and then I don't know. But granted, he was spying on the guy, and like,
yeah, he was on his balcony taking pictures. Yeah. Which you immediately, like, this is the kind of movie I hate. Like, yep, they do all these things that you're like, that's a bad idea.
And like, they make it okay. Like, they just are like, oh, look how funny Vince Vaughn is. But like, there's nothing appealing about him in the entire movie. He tries to be so funny and charming, but he's like, comes off as the biggest douche. His muscle car pitch.
Yeah.
Which actually, I was looking at the trivia on IMDb. And so let me just put this here. In the trailer, they put that scene in it where Vince Vaughn says, electric cars are gay. I mean, not homosexual gay, but my parents are chaperoning the dance gay.
And I totally missed that. I think I zoned out at the beginning of this movie. I just completely... Yes, there was a period of time right at the beginning where I was like, I'm already bored and I don't want to watch this.
And apparently, Universal contacted the Gay and Lesbian Alliance and GLAAD or whatever, and to see how they felt about it. Obviously, they were like, what the fuck?
Right.
And
they left it in?
The trailer, they just left it in, and Ron Howard was just like, refused to cut the line from the film itself, as he felt it was tantamount to censorship.
Oh, boy.
Boy, Ron Howard, you blew it.
Yeah, yes, totally.
You idiot.
I mean, working with Vince Vaughn to begin with was blowing it. Number one, yeah. That line. Number two, yeah. I feel like there was a bunch of like macho things in this, though.
Yeah,
that,
but like they would show a picture of an electric car, and then he put a picture of a bunny. He's like, it's gay.
Oh, I remember the bunny.
Yeah,
I was completely not paying attention. Yeah, in that part.
It was really hard to pay attention.
Yeah, like, I was so boring. Queen Latifah was in this too, by the way.
Yeah.
And she said something about having a lady boner.
Lady Wood.
Well, Lady Wood, right? Yeah. She like slapped her leg and said like, "I've got
everything."
A lady
she
Wood.
Said was sexual for some reason.
Yeah.
In this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Vince Vaughn was like almost offended but intrigued. Like that was
his
face. Yeah,
he said a weird thing at the end where he was like, your whole thing, I wasn't sure what to do about it, but I think I love you. And I'm just like, what does that mean? Like, what? I don't know.
And then he hugs her. Weird. I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah.
Oh, Queen Latifah.
This was like a weird non sequitur movie. Like I felt like every scene was like a really weird, like what's going on? Like why do these things happen?
What is the purpose of this? And I was like, is this just a little... like little gag.
Right.
This is like a series of gags, but they weren't funny gags.
Right. Yes. Absolutely.
Like him and Rick, there was one thing where like
Rick
him and
James.
Rick James.
Kevin James. Oh yeah. I was going to look up the names. Right.
And Vince Vaughn's name's Ronnie.
Ronnie. Yes.
I don't know what I wrote, but I wrote car shit. What
car shit.
Mean? Winona dancing car shit.
Winona dancing. Car
oh,
shit.
The car shit, which is like, the electric cars and stuff. I think that's what I went to talk about. Car shit.
I love that was your note. You're so bored with this that you're just like, I'll talk about car shit.
I also wrote down Chicago Blackhawks because
they were all wearing that
shirt. Was entirely filmed in Chicago and they were wearing that offensive shirt jersey. I noticed that Winona, when she was sitting in that scene though, she was sitting with her arms crossed covering her chest while she was texting, but it was like
purposeful, maybe
covering because she wouldn't intentionally wear that shirt ever. Because she's like an indigenous rights activist. So she was probably feeling horrified wearing that shirt. I'd like to think that anyway.
In the interview again, like, I feel like she ends up being interviewed in these weird ways. Like when I was watching the interviews for Black Swan, it felt like she was really trying to say nice things about the director. And the same thing, somebody was just like, it must have been, how was it working with Vince Vaughn? You must have been laughing all the time. And she was like,
diplomatic.
She rambled on about how amazing, I could go on about him forever, how amazing he is. He's so giving as an actor, and like, he's Chicago personified or something. Is he from Chicago? I don't know anything about Vince Vaughn. I've avoided him as best I can in my
he's everything bad with like men. I don't know, like, isn't
he's born in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Why is he Chicago? Maybe and was raised in Lake Forest, Illinois. I don't know.
Sure.
Well, she said she called him Mr. Chicago or something, so I don't know why.
He's probably acting like a Chicago hotshot the whole time.
Sure, I guess.
I just hate him.
I hate him too. Cool. Well, Winona was in it right from the first scene.
She was
in
it a lot.
So that was like, yeah.
And she was good.
Yeah.
She was really good.
She was, like, a lot of the reviews of this said that it wasn't, like, moralistic. Like, they weren't saying, like, Winona's the bad guy in this, though. I don't know.
They did frame her as the bad guy. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think that if once they got to... So, the whole thing, her being framed as the bad guy, is that she's cheating, and then she meets up with Vince Vaughn and is like, look, I'm cheating because he's going off to these, like, massage parlors and getting a happy ending. Like, it's the same thing, like, you know, I can't, and then we haven't had sex in 6 months and blah blah blah, like they're drifting apart. And but the thing where she gets framed as a bad guy is she's like, well, if you tell him, I'm gonna say that you were hitting on me and all this stuff, which is just like, oh dude, just own up to your shit, like, don't blackmail him. So when he finally does decide to tell him, like, right in front of her and like everyone they know, it looks like she's going to start to be like, it was him and blah, blah, blah. But then she's just like, no, it's true. Like, what did you expect? And I liked that. That at least made her like not somebody who could follow through on blackmail.
She's like, well, come on.
And it was legit. Like, their marriage was falling apart. But this movie was so frustrating because it just seemed like they were just like making everything more complicated than it had to be, making all the wrong decisions about who they tell what and who they open up to and like who they lie to. And I by lie, like, it's all him, really. It's like he's not telling his girlfriend what's going on. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you say I'm all distracted right now?
He's like alienating his girlfriend. His girlfriend's like, what the fuck's wrong with you? He's like, I have to sleep at my office tonight.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, do you realize? Anyway,
he's trying to propose to her and he
gets sidetracked completely by this.
Stupid.
And it's, I mean, the whole story doesn't make any sense. Like, it doesn't work.
No. I hate movies like this. I hate any entertainment like this where you're just like, why are they doing this? Like, this is such a, I don't know. And frustrating.
It was really frustrating. And you have like good actors like Jennifer Connelly in it. And then that's just waste. It's a waste of talent.
It's a super waste.
You know, Jennifer Connelly was considered for Heathers before Winona.
Ooh. There you go. There's a connection.
Connection.
Apparently, Winona was going... Okay, first of all, Winona said in an interview for this film that she auditioned for this film.
She
for
did.
For the first time in 17 years, she auditioned.
Against, who was it?
Oh, I didn't know who she was against.
Kate Beckinsale.
Oh.
Carla Gugino. I don't know who that is. And Uma.
Oh.
She beat Uma.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Weird that this movie could get people of that caliber to audition.
Yeah.
Like, why?
And also, Jennifer Garner was actually cast instead of Jennifer Connelly, but Garner dropped out.
Yeah. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But Winona said she was originally auditioning for Beth, which was Jennifer Connelly's role. But at the last minute, like the night before she had to audition, they were like, we'd like you to audition for Geneva instead. And she was like, okay.
Oh.
And so she came in and did that.
Geneva.
And that's the character she played.
Yes. So. I hated that name so much.
Yeah.
It's like, why? Come on.
Yeah, it's bad.
The premise for the film came from co-producer Brian Grazer.
Okay.
You can blame him for this shit.
Why? Why did he have this idea? Do they
and
say?
Who decided, let's do it? Ron Howard, because they have money and they have no ideas.
I mean, I just don't understand what was the purpose of this film.
Because they had a budget. They were allowed to make a movie.
And is this, I don't know.
And this is what they did.
Yeah, like, exactly. They were allowed to make a movie, yeah. So this is what they made. I think this was around the same time, apparently, of the Vince Vaughn film The Internship, which was, like, all about interning at Google.
Oh.
And, like, him and I don't remember who was in that. But anyway, so people were saying, like, a Guardian review pointed that out, saying that, like, he did this, like, ad for Google with The Internship, and then this was an ad for Chrysler. So he was just doing product placement. Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah. So fun.
Cool, cool, cool.
Cool, cool, cool.
How much money did the car companies pay for this film?
Right. Yeah, it was just, wasn't
shit.
That good.
It was shit.
Yep, pretty much.
The budget was $70 million.
What?
It grossed 48.
Well, at least there's that. I think one of my notes says they're dicks about the guys. I did not like them.
They were awful.
Why? I wonder why. What triggered that specific thing?
Oh, my God. Just, when Vince Vaughn makes a toast at his girlfriend's parents' 40th anniversary party.
And it's just directed at Winona.
Yeah. And it's just awful. Yeah. And like, what? I'm like, are you destroying your own? Yeah.
Yeah. He was totally sabotaging his own relationship. To help his friend or something.
I think it was for the sake of the script. I don't know. Like,
it made no sense.
No sense.
The other thing that really bugged me was the end. Like, after he says, oh, this is what really happened. Then, like, Kevin James is, like, mad at him. And they go to a business meeting. And he, like, punches him in the waiting room. Yeah. Like, a couple of times. And I'm just like, really? Like, okay, he told you and he could have, like, told you sooner or, like, not told you during an intervention, though, why they were giving him an intervention.
Because they're men and they have to punch each other. Because that's how you settle.
And then it's like, oh, it's totally fine. Like, Chrysler's like, you're punching each other. Maybe we shouldn't do this. And then they're like, no, that's fine. That's how we are.
And like, we're men. We have cars. We fight. It was all, like, a very testosterone-fueled film, which is really awful.
Mm-hmm.
Should never be fueled by that.
Yeah, in a very bad way. So Winona. Yeah. She was fine in it.
Yeah, like I didn't mind Winona. She was really good and her hair was nice.
Oh, that's important.
I took note.
Good. I'm glad you took note. At
the first scene, I was a little worried. But then, you know, she started doing this like nice like flat ponytail thing. And it was like she looked good and she looked like, you know, the old films.
Yeah.
Not all like frazzled and what she's been looking like for the last 10 years or whatever. So it was nice to see her looking good.
Yeah. Yeah, she was good. Oh yeah, that was the other thing. He had to admit that he slept with Geneva Winona before she got together with Kevin James.
Oh,
before
yeah.
she even met him.
Yeah.
In college or whatever, they slept together. And that was the first thing that made him punch him. And I'm just like, but like, why? Like, I mean, I guess you're like, why didn't you tell me before this? We've been friends and I've married her and you didn't tell me sooner. But like, who cares? I don't know. Like, it was college. You didn't know her.
I know.
I don't know.
It's weird. That was weird. That was a weird thing to add
in. Subplot.
Yeah. Because it came out of nowhere, I found.
I guess it was so that she could blackmail him and be like, well, that real thing could make it look like you were hitting on me.
Yeah.
And almost like, you're so honest that you'll have to tell him the truth about that, and then you can't deny the other thing. I don't know. Also, Kevin James had an ulcer throughout this whole thing and kept talking about his guts were bleeding and stuff. And she is even saying, like, he's don't stressed stress. Out, his guts are bleeding. Like, don't. And I'm just like, who's taking him to a doctor? Like, why?
Yeah. Why don't you guys go to the doctor? This doesn't sound good. The no. stomach bleeding. Yeah. Like, it's not.
Oh, God.
Winona dances in this movie, which was I took note of.
Yeah. How was it?
It's fine. it was okay. Yeah. It was with Kevin James, so. How was that? And Vince Vaughn.
Yeah. I think it's just one of those movies where there's no plot. If they just told each other the truth, then there did nothing. Nothing would have happened.
They would have been stressed out
making this engine. That was also like the most anticlimactic thing, like the moment of truth where they like show that their engine works, and all that happens is he sits in this car revving it and letting it kind of like purr or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I fully didn't understand. Like, I'm not a car person. I have no, I have no idea what was good about it.
It revved.
It was awful.
It worked. I don't know.
Did it like rev up and down quickly? I have no idea.
No one knows.
They didn't talk about that. I mean, I guess at the beginning when they were pitching it, maybe they explained what this thing was they were pitching, but I was like,
it's an engine and like basically making an electric car look masculine.
Oh, it was an electric car.
Yeah. So he made an engine for like a muscle car.
Oh, so it sounded like a regular car.
Muscle engine.
Thank you for just telling me what was happening. See, this is what happens when I didn't pay attention during that beginning part.
Yeah. So they made an electric engine in a muscle car, which is why they called electric cars gay, because they weren't muscle cars.
Right. Okay. Right. Yeah.
So they showed pictures of all these like testosterone-y cars, like man cars.
Yeah.
And they sold it. They were like, yeah. The men were like, yeah. We don't want no bunny electric car. We want a, like a penis car. So this is what they got.
Yeah. And apparently Queen Latifah wanted a penis car.
Oh, she really did. She was turned on by the penis car. She's like, I want to have sex with your brain and with his, I don't know what else. I don't know.
Oh boy. What was her character's name? Susan Warner? There we go. Oh, brother. It was bad. Bad. Cool.
Yeah.
Sorry, Winona. Why? She, in the interview, somebody was like, people are calling this your comeback. And she's like, I don't really know why. She's like, I've been working all these years. But she did say, you know, it is good to take a break, because I think that's how you like get in touch with the real world and you're a better actor for it. Like, for, I don't know, living in the world and not just always working. So that's, I guess, her philosophy, or at least her excuse for what she was up to during this period.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I got through a Vince Vaughn movie. I'm trying to remember why I hate him. I mean, I don't really need to justify it. That's absolutely it. It's Swingers. I hated Swingers.
Everybody hated Swingers, and if you liked it, you were a douchey man.
I think I knew people who weren't men who liked it.
Oh, Vince Vaughn was in Old School, but I liked
really
Old School.
I really didn't watch Old School until recently. Oh, yeah, I mean, that's the only type of movie he's in, right?
Yeah, that's why I hate him. Sorry, I was
Fratty.
Yeah.
Why do I hate Vince Vaughn?
Cool, because oh, he's in Be Cool, the movie that we thought was Stay Cool.
Too good.
Whoa, it all comes back. Oh, he's
in
Anchorman?
The remake of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. That's where I first saw him.
Oh boy.
And he's also in some movie with Jeanine Garofalo.
Maid was almost exactly Swingers, wasn't it? I never watched it, but I remember seeing the ads. Or maybe I did see it, I don't know.
Yeah, Maid was like the sequel to Swingers, I think.
Oh my god, he's on Mr. Show. Why? He's in a Jurassic Park. Yeah, Swingers. Swingers is 100% the reason. Whoa, he's in Doogie Howser.
Wow, he goes all the way back to Dukes.
Yeah,
Dukes.
He goes back even further. He's in 21 Jump Street. and China Beach. Those are his first things. So yeah, he's in TV shows. Yeah, Vince Vaughn. Swingers is the one that I really didn't like. And I was just like baffled because everybody liked it so much. And I was like, fine, I'll watch it. And I watched it and I was like, I really hate this. And, you know, sometimes when everybody loves something and you hate it, you're just.
And everybody started speaking like Vince Vaughn. Yeah, calling things money.
Money, that was it. Yeah, that was.
That made me like, I was in university. Like, I just wanted to slap all these idiots. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm going back to
see it. That's not charming. I don't know.
No, absolutely not. What year was it?
I'm thinking. 96. Whoa.
But I guess people still liked it in university because you must have been in high school in 96.
I absolutely was.
So was I. So I don't remember when. I think I watched it like at the end of high school or maybe just into university. But yeah, I totally hated it. So that was the start. And I've done my best not to watch anything with him in it. But I did watch Anchorman. I mean, he's hard.
I think I liked Clay Pigeons. I don't remember it anymore now.
I don't think I've seen it.
But it's like a weird Jenny Garofalo movie. I was into, you know, I've seen all of her probably 90s films.
Makes a lot of sense.
Post-Reality Bites.
Why am I looking at his filmography so hard? I saw The Cell. Do you remember that?
Oh, is that J-Lo?
Yeah. Yes. And it was directed, I think, by the guy who directed the Losing My Religion video. Am I correct about this?
Milos Forman? No.
This guy's name is Tarsem Singh, but I have to look to see. Maybe I'm thinking of another movie, but oh boy, I've gotten down a rabbit hole.
I'm thinking Man on the Moon. I'm thinking
R.E.M. He did the Losing My Religion video. Because it looked almost the same.
Who?
His name is Tarsem Singh.
Oh, okay.
So he directed that music video Cell looked like that music video. But I think that's why I went to see it. So there you go. Okay, let's stop looking at his IMDb. Winona.
Winona.
This is about Winona, but we have very little to say about her. Except for that, I think she held her own in this and didn't. I think, like, you could tell that she was like, she's not doing anything wrong. You know what I mean? She didn't feel like, oh, I'm a horrible wife. Yeah. I'm cheating on him. She's like, no. He's terrible.
Yeah. I'm just
it's his fault that I'm doing. You know what I mean? Or it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good. She was good.
She was good. But that's about it.
The end.
The next film. Is Iceman 2012, isn't it?
Am I wrong? And that has
the guy.
People. The guy.
Shannon. Michael Shannon, yes.
There you go. That's maybe promising, but I don't know. It is good?
It's Chris.
Chris says it's good, but I saw Ruby didn't like it on Letterboxd.
I get what kind of genre it is then.
Okay.
If you compare it to Goodfellas.
It's not really
Odo. Oh, well, then you have to compare it to Goodfellas.
No, but it's also exactly that.
Right, yeah.
I like Ray Liotta.
I think. I think I do too.
Exactly, so if like you're like, this is a stupid thing and I'm not buying it, you can just watch Ray Liotta.
Oh, there's one of the Chris's in it, Chris Evans.
One of the Chris's.
Was he also in the
Which Star Chris Trek was movie? The Star Trek Chris?
Chris Pine.
Pine.
And Chris.
Pine was the.
But there was two of them.
Oh, right.
Chris.
The. No, I don't
Landry.
Remember. Landry. No, this. This guy's Captain America, I think. That doesn't really help us to determine if he was. Why are we just on.
Chris Evans.
Yeah, the Chris is.
The Chris is. He's one Chris of the Hemsworth Chris's. Is what I'm thinking of.
Ah, yes,
he's
yes.
He's the Thor man, or his brother.
I have no idea.
Yes.
I have never seen any of the Avengers movies, so I don't have information.
Yeah, I got nothing on it.
Maybe. I feel like I've seen a Thor. I saw Ragnarok.
Oh, that was so good.
Yeah. I saw that one.
It was a good one. I could watch it out of context, and it was fine.
Yeah, I saw that one with Chris.
When we saw it, we didn't even know it was superheroes. We thought it was literally going to be about Greek gods.
Yeah, I thought it was about Greek gods, too.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we didn't know.
I like Taika Waititi, so that was the only reason I watched it.
Amazing.
Oops. Well, we've completely veered off of talking about Winona.
Yep.
But we tend to. So... That's what you're here for, I think, to see what where we can go.
Where we
end up. Yeah. Started at the dilemma, ended up at the Avengers and Thor. So there you go. That's how it goes.
That's how it goes. It's hot.
That's how Hollywood goes.
It's a hot day.
It is very warm.
Yeah, we're drinking some beers and we're done.
Yeah. Come back for the Iceman.
Yes, it'll be maybe cooler.
Yeah, hopefully. Oh!
Oof.
Ba-doom.
Okay, bye.
Winona Forever is part of the Cage Club Podcast Network. Episodes produced by Chris Landry. Music by No Refunds. Hosted by Lindsay Gibb and Rekha Tulsaram. Contact Rekha and Lindsay at winona@cageclub.me.